From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Bob Nelson. Semi-trucks are now allowed on Legacy Parkway after a ban on heavy vehicles was lifted yesterday. KUER's Nicole Nixon has more on that and other changes coming to the Davis County roadway north of Salt Lake City.
Legacy Parkway has banned semi-trucks since the road was completed in 2008. Back then, environmental groups were fighting the project, and as part of an agreement, the state banned heavy trucks on the road for more than a decade. But with the new year, that ban has officially lifted, says UDOT spokesman John Gleason.
Big trucks that have been prohibited in the past will now be allowed to use Legacy Parkway as they would any other road in the state.
Some residents and lawmakers in Davis County tried to get the ban extended last year, but the effort didn't go anywhere. The speed limit will also increase from 55 to 65 miles per hour. Gleason says that's not official until the signs are replaced, which will likely happen today or tomorrow. UDOT is also planning a 19-mile extension of the road towards Syracuse, which is slated for construction next spring. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.
How will climate change affect the country by the end of the century? It's a question a group of researchers at the University of Pennsylvania tackled recently. They created a series of maps that imagine how the country will fare. Lead researcher Billy Fleming says no place will go untouched. And while Utah appears to escape some of the worst effects, heat will be a major issue.
In Utah, it'll be around the sort of pressure that heat puts on ecosystems there that makes the winter tourism season shorter. It makes the national parks probably a little less viable as vacation spots.
Fleming says that while things are bad and could get much worse if we allow them to, national-scale climate action like the Green New Deal could set the country up for a future that is much better than expected. The U.S. economy has been growing at a steady pace for years, but break it down by county, and there's a much more complicated picture. Noah Glick of our Mountain West News Bureau has more.
Gross domestic product, or GDP, is a standard measurement of economic activity. It's typically used to measure output by country. But the Bureau of Economic Analysis is breaking that down to a county level. It found that three times as many counties saw economic growth compared to those that saw declines. Mauricio Ortiz is an economist with the federal agency.
At a local level, at a county level, your economy and your experience may be very different than what the national total is doing, or even what the state is doing, or even what your neighboring county may be doing.
Ortiz says researchers found that larger counties are seeing expansions in service industries, while smaller counties are experiencing growth in extraction or in agriculture. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
GDP in Salt Lake County grew 3.6% in 2018. That's the ninth highest rate in Utah. And Utah's Consumer Attitude Index increased 2.1 points in December, according to a survey from Zions Bank. The year-over-year CAI rose 3.3 points. The National Consumer Confidence Index, by comparison, decreased 0.3 points. The latest survey had the Utah Present Situation Index rising 3.6 points in December, driven by increased optimism regarding the current job market. Only 8% of Utahns believe that jobs are hard to get, down 2% since November, returning to the lowest level recorded since November 2018. Zions Bank President and CEO Scott Anderson said it's heartening to see such strong numbers regarding Utah's job market. And global markets play an important role in Utah's economy, according to Randy Shumway, chairman and partner of the Cicero Group, the firm that does the research for Zions Bank. He points out that in 2018, international imports and exports equaled 16.6% of Utah's GDP. That's up 1.2% since 2017. Shumway adds that having more predictable international markets will allow businesses to plan and compete more aggressively. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Bob Nelson.